USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who serves with the National Security Council, tells the committees involved in the impeachment inquiry he twice raised concerns over the push by the president to have Ukraine investigate Democrats and Joe Biden. Some Republicans have been critical of Vindman's patriotism. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't one of them.
I'm not going to question the patriotism of any of the people who are coming forward.
Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono.
Those people who are questioning his patriotism are the ones whose patriotism truly should be questioned.
President Trump spoke about him on Twitter, saying, "Was he on the same call that I was? Can't be possible. Please ask him to read the transcript of the call." Witch hunt. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 19 points, the Nasdaq down 49. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
There are still major wildfires burning out of control in Northern and Southern California. Fire crews are now preparing for a nightmare overnight, with winds predicted to gust up to 80 miles per hour. There are also big problems at the Kincade Fire, which is only 15% contained.
There are just over 90,000 structures threatened still within the fire area.
Celebrities are stepping up to support California wildfires. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Two movie stars now donating to California firefighters who are battling hundreds of wildfires. One of them, WWE superstar John Cena.
This is the right thing to do, and I'm doing my part to help the cause.
Cena says he's donating $250,000 to the California Fire Foundation and the LA Fire Department Foundation. Actor Chris Pratt says he's also donating to those organizations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A small plane has crashed through the roof of a home, killing the pilot and causing an explosion that set two houses on fire in a New Jersey suburb of New York City. The cause is still under investigation. Immigration officials are reacting to President Trump's comments regarding sanctuary cities. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Following President Trump's criticisms of Chicago's sanctuary city policy, Acting ICE Director Matt Albans backs the president Tuesday, saying immigration is unfortunately becoming too politically motivated.
Well, he certainly made his point, and I hope that the leaders of not only Chicago, but these other sanctuary cities are paying attention. Unfortunately, this has become an issue in which politics are continually being placed over public safety and the safety of our citizens.
And as far as what it would take to break this cycle, Albans tells Fox News,
I don't know. Hopefully it would take the politicians that run that city to wake up and realize that this is a tremendous public safety risk, that criminals every single day are walking out the doors of their jail facilities, back out onto the streets, and back out to commit further crimes. We have seen the recidivism rates among certain groups of criminal illegal aliens to be as high as 70%. So these are individuals that are not one-time criminals. These are recidivist criminals, many violent, many who've been here illegally and deported previously,
right,
yet they do nothing to help us get them off the street.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.